Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you once again for episode 168 of our show, coming to you for a great weekend. And what a great weekend we're already off to after Friday was absolutely phenomenal for the Jets. We got a lot to get into in terms of, you know, catching you up over the last several days in Newman Jets athletics, but great interview as well. Just one interview today, another slightly shortened show right now, but it's a great one. We get to visit with the head women soccer coach of your Newman Jets and my good friend Dylan Grunzel, and we'll catch up on all things Jets soccer and talk about their spring program, what they've been working on and, you know, building towards after a strong finish to the fall season to end this last year. Talk about what they've been up to in terms of spring competition and up to off the field. Lots of great things with Coach Grunzel here as we bring him in for the first time this spring and just kind of do a little check-in, little pop in to see how things are going in that locker room, and you're going to love it. But also, again, lots of things going on here in around our campus right now. It's been a busy day athletically on Friday. And again, if you're listening to this, maybe delayed, we are coming at you Friday night on April the 17th. So let's just start with what's been going on here lately. The men's and women's bowling teams are in Green Bay, Wisconsin at the ITC Nationals, and they have been competing over the last couple of days. They'll still continue with that into Saturday to wrap up the ITC National, but we'll get you a full rundown on how that went after it concludes. But I can tell you that both teams have seen some great success so far. Good things coming in that future report on the ITC Nationals as it relates to the bowling lanes. Then, tennis-wise, the men's and women's tennis programs were in action earlier this morning, hosting Arkansas Fort Smith. They earned a split, with the women earning a 5-1 win over Arkansas Fort Smith. The men would fall 4-0. But just quickly, taking a look at the tennis results, the Jets women would actually fall in the doubles portion, as Arkansas Fort Smith would win both doubles matches and claim 1 point. Then it went to singles, and only 5 of the 6 singles matches were completed. It's a best of 7 style. You play 3 doubles matches. The first 2 results that finish, if it claims 2 out of 3 there, you win 1 point. Then on to singles, where Newman, trailing 1-0 after doubles, needed 4 wins in singles, and they got exactly that. The only Jet that did not come away with a singles victory was Luciana Flores-Yure, who fell to DiBernardo of UAFS in 3 sets in a very competitive match. But players 2 through 5 on the roster for the Jets all got victories. Anastasia Kim beat Dominguez of Arkansas Fort Smith in 3 sets, winning 2 out of those 3. Then Mariana Jimenez defeated Bokashe from UAFS in straight sets. Nicole Bono won over Domingo in straight sets. And then Linda Nocito for the Jets cleaned up the win and finished it off in straight sets as well with a 6-4, 6-0 win. So a big-time win for the Jet women, as they will be back in action on Saturday, hosting the Northeastern State Riverhawks alongside the men, but again, the men would fall in their match 4-0 to Arkansas Fort Smith. So lost the doubles point and lost the first singles matches as well. So it was tough to get going there for the Jet men. But again, quick turnaround. They'll be right back at it on Saturday morning, hosting, again, Northeastern State in action this weekend. Then we head off to softball. And again, the last time we saw Jet softball in action, or heard from them, I should say, on our JetCast, it was a great weekend where the Jets defeated Tabor. Then they swept Missouri Western for the first time in program history. We're very competitive as well with Northwest Missouri State. Well, back at home, or back on the road, excuse me, taking on Fort Hays State for their first of two matchups, or two doubleheader matchups in as many days, but they earned a split result with the Fort Hays State Tigers. The Jets would win 7-6 in a nine-inning thriller over Fort Hays State in game one, and A.J. Borja, who we've had on our show as an interview, was absolutely phenomenal once again. She had three hits, drove in four runs, hit a two-run homer, was absolutely fantastic for the Jets. Also, Malia Noda, Hannah Nordby, and Audrey Rumsey all had doubles. Lacey Dryden had a triple. And pitching-wise, it was a great effort from both Taylor Palmer and Caitlin Westover to claim the victory. But the Jets scored a run in the ninth inning to claim the victory. Audrey Rumsey drove in the winning run as her single drove in Malia Noda, and the Jets were able to hold off Fort Hays State in the bottom of the ninth to claim that win. Fort Hays State, though, would bounce back for a tight win over the Jets in game two, winning 10-8 in that contest. But again, the Jet bats stayed hot in that one as well. For the Jets, Malia Noda and Hannah Nordby both had doubles as well. And another really nice game for both Hannah Nordby and Malia Noda in total. They both drove in three runs in the contest for the Jets as well. So really solid result for Brittany Henning and the Jets softball team. And then we head across to baseball, where they are in Bolivar, Missouri, for a matchup with Southwest Baptist. They're going to play a three-game set with the Bearcats this weekend. And the Jets took game one in a shortened fashion, winning 13-3 with a run rule victory in that one, as the Jets broke a 20-game losing skid, getting back in the win column. They've been so close several times over the last couple of weeks, and they finally get back on the winning side of things, and you love to see that. The Jets' offense was red hot in this contest. Justin Birch hit a home run. Nick Eli, Riley Kajawa, and again, Justin Birch all had doubles in the contest, and then the pitching was solid as well. Jeffrey Correa Martinez, a career day for him, his first career win as a Jet, went all seven innings in, the run rule shortened game, but a complete game effort. He's the first Jet pitcher to toss a complete game effort this season, allowed 10 hits, just three earned runs. He struck out three and was super efficient for the Jets and keeping the bullpen fresh for two more games this weekend, but a absolutely stellar win for Lance Spongberg and the Jet baseball team as well. So this Friday has been absolutely awesome to be a Newman Jets fan. So wanted to just catch you up on all of that before we take our first break. But let's do that now. Let's take a quick breather. When we come back, let's get into our feature interviews. We take a break and come back to chat with the head women's soccer coach of your Newman Jets in Dylan Gruntzel. That's coming up next here on the JetCast. I'm Jackson Schneider, and you're listening on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by head women's soccer coach Dylan Grunzel here as we talk spring soccer. Coach, it's been a bit since we last visited and you got a little time, I hope, to rest and relax over the holidays and whatnot, but you hit the ground running in spring and I know you guys have been busy. Catch us up on how things are going.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I don't know if we got a break because the season kind of ends for, you know, your playing season, and then we get into recruiting a lot. So the players probably got a break. I don't know how much the coaches did. So, but, yeah, it's been busy. I've been on the road a lot recruiting through the winter, and then as we got into the spring, having a lot of those players come visit and tour campus and meet the players and do those things. So, like I said, busy but productive. Obviously starting to play some spring games. I think we've got two more dates left. So just working through those final couple weeks and continue to work on some of the things we're trying to grow in.
And spring's a big opportunity for growth, especially I know for maybe the younger players or kids that maybe don't get as much. How do you try to use the end of that fall season into spring to kind of build up and help those younger athletes grow and improve?
Yeah, I mean, I think our big focus is like everybody's going to play gives everybody a chance to grow and develop and gives them a chance to prove themselves and show themselves. That's something we've always been big about in the spring. Like it's not about winning the game, losing the game, tying the game, whatever it may be. It's about how can we develop and try to find some areas of growth that maybe we struggled in the fall or, you know, if we're trying to play a little bit different style and trying to grow in those areas. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. In the goals we've scored is you can see a lot of that developmental piece and some different ideas of what we're trying to install to, you know, make us more competitive and grow in the fall from a win-loss perspective. I think we're starting to see those things show in games.
Awesome. Well, how do you, and I know last fall maybe wasn't the win-loss result that you were hoping for, but there was progress and we saw some positive results in the win column, especially towards the end of the season as well with how your team just continued to fight and improve. How do you use the end of the season and that momentum to kind of carry you into the spring and keep things moving?
Yeah, I think it's just, to let them know that obviously this is how we ended things. Obviously with a good win at, playing against Missouri Southern and then, a good performance against UCO where we came up a little bit short. But you know, like I said, I've always felt like UCO was one of the better teams in the conference. They always have been. So I think it's good to see those things, but also say, hey, like these are some identities and some flaws that we need to grow in and try to grow in those. Through the spring. So it's just being able to communicate with the players of like, hey, these were the mistakes and these are what we need to grow in and then trying to implement that throughout the spring. Not only for our players that, you know, that we expect big things from in the fall, but also our players that are younger that need to grow and develop is like, we want to see them do those things too. So I think that's just a great opportunity for them to present themselves and show themselves. And I think they've done great along the way.
Well, looking at you know, where you left off, and every team has players that you know, graduate or move on, you know, in one way or another. But looking at kind of where you're at in terms of turnover, you're losing some key pieces, again, like every team will to you know, again, graduation or whatever. But where do you feel your team needs to improve to maybe replace some of those big pieces? You know, Delphine comes to mind. I mean, she was a big goal scorer for you, and you got to fill a place like that. Are there any players that you've got right now that have maybe taken some steps forward to help you fill spots like that?
Yeah, I mean, over the Yeah, so we've moved some players around, and we've moved Saki up top, and you know she's done well playing centrally for us. I think she's a little bit different than your traditional center forward, but you know she understands the role and how to do it. So I've been happy with her. Like we had a spring game last night against Butler Community College, and they're one of the better JUCOs in the country year in and year out. She's able to score on a goal, and then say Allison Hernandez has really stepped up. Over the last couple weeks of just kind of stepping into the role that we want her to be in. And, you know, same thing. She had the assist to Saki and then scored a goal on a header. So she's, like I said, she's definitely stepped into that. And like I said, other players have grown. Alexa Moreno's a freshman. We moved her up top and, you know, she's given us something from the left side. She scored a goal this spring. Trini Perry, same thing. Like I said, providing a good speed option out wide. And then, Taryn Migdahl has also worked well for us as a center forward. She's more of a traditional center forward. She's a big, strong player, and she can hold the ball up and look to connect with our midfielders and get them to play forward. So, like I said, I've been really happy with them, and like I said, our midfielders have done well and grown. Like I said, they just continue to develop and get better, and they have a great time doing it, which I really enjoy.
Now, spring, like we mentioned, is the time to kind of improve and work on a lot of things, but I know there's some fun involved as well. I think I saw a video of was it dodgeball recently that your team was playing, kind of doing some things off the pitch, but competing and having fun as a group. How do things like that help to kind of lighten the mood a little bit and make sure they're having a good time and continue to build the team chemistry as well?
Yeah, obviously, Trainer Dave is always good at keeping things creative in the weight room. So usually, you know, if we play a game, you know, the next day he usually tries to keep it fun. And they've, like I said, dodgeball's been a good one for him. The video was hilarious to see some of the things they do. So, you know, I think that's been good. But also getting involved in our community. Every spring we've always helped out at one of the food pantries here in Wichita, and four or five of our players will go, you know, on a Monday. It's usually every other Monday, and go help out at a food pantry for those that may be able to not afford a meal that day. So I think that's always been really important, which I've always, you know, been a big advocate for, just being from Wichita and being part of this community. Is I want us to be involved in this community, and our spiritual companion Jenny Wiley set all that up for us, and it's been great for the last couple of years, and our players really enjoy doing it and being a part of it, which, like I said, I'm glad they have that enjoyment of wanting to give back and wanting to be able to help the community that they go to school in and they play in.
Again, we're visiting with head women's soccer coach here at Newman, Dylan Grunzel, talking spring soccer. Now, you mentioned having a couple other games still remaining on the spring calendar, but what does maybe the rest of the semester look like for your group? Because I know, you know, even with just a couple of games, there's still going to be workouts and things, but kind of walk us through what the next few weeks will look like before the end of the semester.
Yeah, I think, you know, our big focus is to continue to stay healthy. I think that's always number one is, yes, you want to grow and compete in the spring, but you want to stay healthy and not put yourself in a position where you may miss a player for the fall where, you know, the games count. So I think that's first and foremost is just making sure we're taking care of the balance of not only their, you know, what they're doing in the weight room, but what they're doing in the soccer field, how they're recovering, but also just their balance, like on their social and their academic side and their mental side. Is just, we want to continue to take care of the person as well. I think that's first and foremost. I think from the soccer standpoint, it's just cleaning up things. Like I think that, you know, yesterday we had a good showing offensively, but we need to clean up some things defensively. So it's just continue to fine tune those things and really work. That way we have some clarity going into the final or going into the fall of 2026 as we add some players to that. And that way we can get on the same page sooner rather than later as we get into the fall.
Awesome. Well, I've got some fun questions for you, because I know you've been all over the place with recruiting different things, but What was maybe the most fun recruiting trip what you went on? Did you go anywhere unique? Where, fill us in on the travels. Where have you've been off to?
Oh man, we've been to Texas twice, or Dallas twice. We've been to Round Rock, Texas for another one. We went to California for about 5 days for a big showcase. I think we've been to Kansas City once. Arizona was another one. So we've been around. I don't know. Like I enjoy them all. Like I said, I've always enjoyed recruiting, get down on the road and trying to, you know, find players to help your program continue to grow. I always appreciate going down to Texas because it gives me a chance to stop at Bucky's and get a grocery list from the family, and so the bill gets a little high. So that's always fun. Love California. I used to go to California a lot as a kid, so it's always nice getting out there. And like I said, you get to see a different player. Like I said, you don't get a lot of California teams coming to the Midwest, so it's a chance to go out there and recruit and just see another group of players. And Fred particularly enjoyed it. We brought Fred with my assistant, and originally I think he was planning on going to Kansas City, and then we looked at the weather and it was pretty cold. So I asked him, I was like, hey, do you want to go to California instead? We'll probably get a little bit more out of this. And he's like, well, I mean, if you want me to. So he's like, yeah, I guess the weather's probably a little bit better. So, he came out with us, and, we were able to accomplish a lot of things out there. So that was good. So, like I said, I've always enjoyed it. I think Fred enjoys it too. So it's always been good, us two working together and trying to, find the next class, whether it's 26s or even on to our 27 class. So I think we're doing a good job to get those classes filled and be ready for the fall and even the fall after that.
Well, I know it's a tough sell to get anybody to come out on a trip to California when the Kansas winter and spring is in full swing. I know that's got to be a really tough sell, but I'm glad he kind of toughed through that for you. But yep. I also wanted to ask, the World Cup is coming very quickly here to the United States, and specifically Kansas City is going to be hosting some games at Arrowhead Stadium, and I know a lot of people around the area are very excited for that. But for you specifically as a soccer coach, I mean, how cool is that to have the biggest event in your sport coming essentially to your backyard?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's really big for like your youth in soccer. I think that's something that I've always noticed is that I feel like you see a jump in a sport especially within soccer, like when the World Cup happens, just because, it's going to be around people that may not necessarily watch the sport or play the sport are going to be entertained by it or be in an area that has games on. And I think it can promote growth of the sport, which I think is always important. So I think that'll be really cool. And I think it also gives a chance for our players or other players, or just, anybody in general that wants to be around it, like I said, it gives a chance to see it firsthand and have a once in a lifetime experience. Cause like I said, that doesn't obviously happen a lot to have a chance to go and watch a World Cup game. So I think that's a great experience that, anybody can enjoy. I've always been a big sports fan, and, I always try to see if I can make it to some sort of sporting event, whether it's, I went to a Lakers game one time, and it was just like, okay, this is just cool because I get to see LeBron play. Or with soccer, having a chance to watch players play, like, can I go watch Messi, one of the best ever? And, can I go watch Ronaldo if he's here? Like, I think that's something that a lot of people are going to be able to check off their bucket list and be able to see, their favorite country or one of their favorite players or some of their favorite players. Like, they get a chance to do that, which I think is a great opportunity for anyone to experience.
Well, I looked at some early ticket prices. I may be priced out of the games in Kansas City themselves, personally, but the Fan Fest is already on my bucket list. They're going to have a big event with a lot of things going on while the matches in Kansas City are being played. So maybe I'll check that out and I'll report back to you. But I don't know that I'll be able to swing the actual game itself. But who knows? Maybe those ticket prices will drop. Coach, before I do let you go again, I did also want to kind of ask you about, your athletes that are on the way out. We mentioned Delphine, and there's several other seniors that have been so impactful to your program over the last several years, players that are going to graduate and go on to many other fields and professions and things. But tell us a little bit, as we especially approach graduation here in the next few weeks, what this senior class has meant to you and your program, and just kind of the kind of people that you're going to be sending out into the world.
Yeah. I think all of them had, you know, had an impact on the program. And I think it was a chance to, you know, we're trying to grow and build something. And from a win-loss perspective, did it take the steps forward that we wanted? No. But I think from developing a culture, making it more competitive, making it harder to play against us, I think they did a great job of that. You know, from Delphine to AJ, to Logan, to Abby, to Lonnie, to Carla. And I know I'm missing some. We had a ton that graduated this year. But I think just that group as a whole, just trying to develop a camaraderie and helping the program take steps forward. Like, I was really, really happy to see that. And like I said, I wish them the best going forward. And, you know, I said I'm still trying to communicate with them as best I can and anything I can do to help them, because I think at the end of the day, that's what we want as coaches, is as much as you want to win and, you know, you want to win as many games as possible, it's always nice to see your players get to the career they want. I think that's the ultimate reward as a coach, is if my, you know, our players can get into the career they want, get into whatever, like, personal life they want, from family to traveling to whatever it may be. So I think that's the ultimate goal as a coach, to make sure they accomplish those things and, you know, be happy to be a part of that journey, whether we were a massive part or we were just a minor part in that. I think that's the goal, is we want our grads to be successful when they leave here. And I think all of them, you know, have a great chance to accomplish some great things as they move forward in their personal and professional lives.
Awesome. Again, Dylan Grunzel, head women's soccer coach here at Newman, joining us on the JetCast. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Great catching up with you. We'll try to bug you again here soon. Get some rest. I know you've been busy, but try to relax a little bit and have some fun this summer, and we'll hit the ground running this fall. Sound good?
Yeah, we'll do our best.
Awesome. Again, Dylan Grunzel, head women's soccer coach of your Jets. We'll take a quick time out here on the JetCast. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Final segment here on the JetCast today on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you once again. And I have to go back. Before we go forward, I have to go back because I have a lot of notes and things to talk about, and I skipped over one, and I apologize. But in talking about the successes of Friday athletics for the Jets, I was remiss for missing out on filling you in on how Jets men's golf fared this week at the MIAA Championships. Over the three-day tournament, the Jets finished in fourth place in the MIAA. After day one, Alphonse Hermanson led the Jets and was in first place as an individual after carding a 70 on day one to lead the Jets. Then, on days two and three, Braxton Muldoon really turned it on. He shot a 75 on day one, got better day two with a 73, but carded a team best over the course of the tournament with a 68 on day three. He finished in third place as an individual. Alphonse Hermanson finished in 14th. Thomas S. Gearson finished in 16th. Grant Delsart, another solid outing from him. He finished in 29th. And then Charlie Townsend with a top 40 finish as well, with a 39th place finish in total. But again, the Jets finished in fourth place from the MIAA Championship in Jefferson City, Missouri. Congratulations on a great showing to Coach Lon Flippo and the Jet men, as they, again, were absolutely stellar and just a great, great performance from them. And I wanted to go back and acknowledge that because it is certainly worth mentioning. But as we get you set for the next week in Newman Jets athletics, let's talk about starting on Monday April 20th, as the Jet women will be in action at the MIAA Conference Championships next week. That is a three-day event for them as well, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and they will be in Warrensburg, Missouri for that three-day competition. On Tuesday next week, Jet softball will be on the road for a doubleheader down in Alva, Oklahoma. They'll square up once again with Northwestern Oklahoma State. They've faced off a couple of times this season. The Jets got them for one a couple of weeks back. They'll look for another successful outing again on Tuesday afternoon down in Alva. Those games will be at 2 and 4 o'clock. Then you have to wait until Friday for more Jets athletics, but both men's and women's tennis will be on the road at Nebraska Kearney Friday afternoon. Softball will be on the road once again. They'll be at Missouri Southern in Joplin, taking on a ranked opponent in the Lions. Those games will be at 3 and 5 p.m. And then Jet baseball will begin a three-game series at home, quote-unquote, against Northwest Missouri State. Now, the Jets have had to do some shuffling with their schedule due to an issue with the playing surface at McCarthy Field, but some good friends just across Kellogg at the Wichita Wind Surge and at Equity Bank Park are going to help us out and get the Jets a home game at a double-A park, as the Jets are going to host a three-game series Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against Northwest Missouri State at Equity Bank Park. We'll have broadcasts of those games for you here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, as well as on the MIAA Network as well. It's going to be a ton of fun, so if you're listening, plan now. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, those games will be at 3 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, and then at noon on Sunday for that three-game series. Then, going back a little bit, on Saturday, Jet softball will finish their road swing to Pittsburgh State. They'll take on one of the best teams in the country right now in the Gorillas at noon and 2 on Saturday afternoon. And then Jet women's tennis on Saturday will be at Fort Hays State as well. That match will begin at noon. So lots to look forward to, but as always, take a look at the Newman Jets app to keep updated on all things Newman Jets, all the dates, all the times, the full schedules, links to live stats, the audio streams. It's all there on the Newman Jets app. But that's just about going to wrap up our show today here on the JetCast. Big thanks once again as we wrap up to Dylan Grunzel for joining us on this week's show to catch us up on all things Jet women's soccer. They've been hard at work this spring recruiting and working in the weight room and on the field and doing some spring scrimmages as well, getting a lot of action in to build for what should be a really exciting fall for the Jets on the pitch. But really appreciate Coach Grunzel for catching up with us and filling us in on everything going on within his program. But again, thank you so much, as always, for tuning into our show today. We'll be back next week for more here on the JetCast. I'm Jackson Schneider. We'll see you next time.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford. I would like to tell you about our new tool, Virtual Express. Mel Hamilton Ford has added this tool for you, our customers. Virtual Express will allow you to do some or all of your car buying process right from your computer. Do as much or as little as you want. It's all up to you. Do you want to fill out some of your information to save time or do the whole buying process online? You make the choice. You can take delivery of your new or pre-owned vehicle right from your home. Mel Hamilton Ford, experience the difference.
Experience the difference online at mhford.com.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.